This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy to use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay and deductible, supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people. Now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle here, downtown San Francisco, California. Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, which is normally sports talk 24-7, except for this 1 hour a week, so it's actually 6 days and 23 hours a week of sports talk. Also, of course, SB Nation Radio, great to be on there. And also, this is our second show as we start a brand new year on the Dan Patrick Channel on Sirius Satellite Radio, Sirius XM 211. A 211 in progress, and glad to be back on Sirius, as this show was a long time ago in the early 2000s. So if you're listening all over the world that way as well, this is a show that deals with video games from a gamer's perspective, because I am a gamer just like you. I've been playing video games a long time. I'm probably older than you. I had Pong when it came out. I firmly believe that life would only be half as good without video games. This is why I host this show. And the gist of this show is, together as unpaid correspondents, we will sift through the good and the bad and the ugly, because we are in the golden age of video games. They've never been better. They've never been more ubiquitous. But then again, because of that, a lot of people try to take advantage of it, and they still put a lot of garbage out there. So what's overhyped, what's underhyped, that type of thing. And we all have a different cup of tea. So what's good for you? What is bad for you? And we'll do it together at the toll-free line. 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down, dial it up. 800-878-PLAY. That's 7529. That works all over the North American continent. Overseas, if you're listening on the American Forces Radio Network, I bow down to the troops. They're the ones that keep us safe and allow us to do this frivolity and mirth as to talk about video games on the radio. We know you'd much rather be at home playing video games. So once again, thank you for volunteering to keep us and our allies safe. Keep up the good work. We're proud of you. Lots of ways to listen to the show. You can also hear us stream through the website, sportsbyline.com. Of course, on Sirius 211 on the website there, and SBNationLive.com, a couple of apps, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Stitcher as well, and CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider. So we'll talk video games, we'll give a brand new game away, cheat codes, all that good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle, come on back.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. As I mentioned, we'll give away a brand new game. We do that at 40 after the hour, and lines are open. 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's look in the email bag. Is this the bag? Little Rush Limbaugh thing there with the crumpling of the paper. Therein ends the similarities. Email bag means I click on the screen. Send your requests. Or questions, comments, concerns, whatever. We'll do a cheat code at the end of the show. And I like to do them for older games that are still going strong and systems that are still going strong. In fact, it's funny. I picked up a Super Nintendo Classic, SNES Classic, on for Christmas and was playing a little F-Zero. Love that game. A little frustrating, but still love that game. You just heard a little bit of a cover of the port town in that game coming into the segment here by the mini bosses out of Brazil. But when I bought it, I saw on the top there was a little slot for the game too, and I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. You can plug a game in. And then when I got it, I opened it up and it said, oh yeah, it comes with 20 plus games installed. And then that little slot was it was a faux steam pipe on the Titanic. It was just painted on. No bother, though. That's fine. I do have a Super Nintendo if I wanted to reconnect, but playing a little bit of that. And so let's go to the emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. By the way, no interview today. It's all about y'alls and your calls. So get in the queue. We'll talk to you. 1-800-878-PLAY. This comes from Pittsburgh, California. It's Pittsburgh without an H. It's Terry. And Terry says, Rick, do you think buying a Switch-Up is worth the money? I have not, and by the way, the Switch Up is a game enhancer for the Nintendo Switch, and this is a third-party deal, and all I can tell you is that people are either totally hot or totally cold on this. And most of it, I have to say, is totally cold. What it's supposed to do, it's supposed to offer some mod opportunities, especially for the Zelda game. And you're also supposed to be able to use your PS4 or your Xbox One controllers. And looking at some of the reviews, a lot of people say, oh my gosh, what a waste of money. Other people said, oh, it worked fine for me, but just for only my PS4 controller. There, there was one that did make me laugh. It was a review I saw online from a guy that says his name is Too Disappointed. It says, I was stoked when I first read about this device as I had been missing my beloved Xbox controller and was excited about the Zelda mods. Unfortunately, even after extensively reading the manual over and over again, I only got my Xbox controller to connect to it once, and then it didn't work again. And the mods didn't work out. The infinite sprint for Link worked, but he would whistle for Epona the entire time. And the infinite arrow mod was a real letdown as I had to work through all the steps. When I finally completed my task and arrived at the area designated as the instructions and on the YouTube video, nothing happened. So a lot of people saying they connected it and everything just shut down. And then somebody said, this thing works fine. You just have to know what you're doing. So I would probably say steer away from it. You could check it out yourself. I've seen it go for about $35. I don't think that it's perfected yet. What it looks like is it looks like a little thumb drive, and it's got a little couple of little buttons on it. But it seems like most people are having trouble with it. But whenever you get a third-party situation, and I kind of learned my lesson back in the day with the original PlayStation. And that is, you know, you'd buy a Nintendo memory card and it would have like 15 or 25 slots in it. And it would be, you know, like $30. Or you could buy a Mad Catz one for $15 and they would have 50 memory spots and it looked the same. And you're like, whoa, that's a way better deal. And so many times it either wouldn't work or something would store and it would store and I put it in one day and it's like, there's nothing on this card. And then you just cry. You just cry because, oh no, some third party situations actually do work. But the whole idea of game enhancing goes back to the Game Genie, at least for me. And that was on the Genesis, and then it made its way to the Super Nintendo, and it was on the Game Boy. Actually, if I want to be real, it was limited for the NES in the beginning, and I actually had that one. It was a little gold thing, and then you'd slide on the game, and it had this like long, flat, black sort of handle, and then you'd put it down inside the box. The Game Genie, by the way, worked, and it was actually patented by the U.S. government. And it's funny because the other day I was reading about how they had a 20-year patent. So the Game Genie was patented in 1990, and then according to patent law, it expired in 2010. But what it did, it came with a little code book, and it had this weird system of you put in these little like saber symbols in, and every game had a bunch of codes to it. And lo and behold, some of them worked, some of them didn't. Remember, there was no internet back then, so they would print in some video game magazines, or you could subscribe to a newsletter that they would mail to you when they would get new codes. And when the Game Genie came out, it was met by some fierce opposition by Nintendo. It was made by Galoob, and the Galoob versus Nintendo, it was Nintendo said it was a violation of copyright law. All sales stopped in the U.S., but they continued in Canada. I remember people saying, oh, you can still go over across the border like you're getting some sort of steroid or drug or something. But and then Galoob had in a lot of there were much more video game magazines back then, and they had a big ad that said, thank you, Canada. And the courts found out that the use of the Game Genie did not result in what they called a derivative work. So the Nintendo Corporation could do nothing to stop the Game Genie. And so Galoob then offered to make the Game Genie an officially licensed product, and Nintendo said, no thanks. So What's funny is that when it went to the Genesis, Sega was all over it. And this is an absolutely seal of approval because Sega was smart because they knew it would sell more games. And I can understand Nintendo don't screw around with our intellectual property, but I could also see service games, or Sega as it's shortened for, to say, screw it, let's just get behind it and see what it does. And then when the Game Genies 2 came out, that was made by Codemasters. And then that had the abilities for users to program their own cheats into it. I was never able to do such a thing. But that was never a big hit. But I do remember there were a few games where the Game Genie, I got to maybe jump onto a ledge I could never reach or get through a level I could never get through. And I know some people said, well, that's just, it's like taking steroids in baseball. Well, I don't care about steroids in baseball, but still, I don't think it's a fair comparison. Video games are meant to be fun. There was no online competition. You were not cheating in some sort of e-sport. You just want to have fun. If that makes your game more fun, then I'm all behind game enhancers. As long as you don't try to pull off that you did it on your own. And even then, you know, what is it? Is that a capital offense? I hardly think so. So to answer your question, the Switch Up, I'd probably steer clear of it right now. Remember, it's brand new. I'd find something that people are probably more gaga about than all these horrifying reviews. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749.
800-932-1749, 800-932-1749, 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us, wherever you're listening, around the world, American Forces Network, SiriusXM 211, Dan Patrick Channel. I met Dan Patrick a long time ago at National Association of Broadcasters Convention out here in San Francisco. It was when Barry Bonds was going for the home run record, and he's a tall guy, tall drink of water. I'm 6'2", and he was way taller than me. So this is why. There was a height requirement to get on this channel, apparently. But great to have you with us, wherever you might happen to be listening. We are giving away a brand new game in the next segment with a very cursory question. I don't try to be cute like Alex Trebek. I'm just trying to give away a game. Speaking of the Nintendo Switch, as we're looking at the Switch Up, there was a report by the Wall Street Journal this week, actually 2 days ago. And it was reported by Kotaku from Wall Street Journal that Nintendo is planning to release a new model of the Switch in the latter half of this year. Now, the report is very light on the details, but that the system will, quote, likely share many features with the current version and be compatible with existing Switch game software. So Nintendo hopes this new iteration will give the sales another kick in the pants on the way up. But as for compatibility, I think it's kind of a non-starter that you would even consider that it would be not compatible with the old stuff. I mean, the Switch just came out. Can you imagine if they said, yeah, all your old games are obsolete? Would they want to alienate millions of Switch owners? No. But what it's going to be is it's going to have some additional new features. And apparently Nintendo is still debating what the new hardware and software features are going to be included in the upgrade. Hardware-wise, one of the options discussed is a new screen, which is found in smartphone LCDs that will make it brighter, thinner, and more energy efficient. I can tell you as an owner of a Switch, I've never played it, and I thought, geez, I wish this was brighter, I wish it was thinner, I wish it was more energy efficient. Now, if energy efficient, that means the battery will last twice as long. Well, that's a nice little upgrade. I would not buy it. If I have a Switch, I'm not buying the next Switch. Now, Nintendo, remember, released a new version of the 3DS, which had the abilities to play titles that the original 3DS could not. But despite that, users could still play their old 3DS games. This is probably what Nintendo hopes to do with the new Switch model. And Switch current screen does a fantastic job of putting the all the pixels and sprites in the right place. It'd be hard to imagine them making it look sharper, and I'm sure they will. I just don't know if I'm going to notice. But another energy-efficient screen would make the life of the system last longer too, as you wouldn't have maybe the pixels dying out or getting dead spots, I guess, theoretically. So right now, we really don't have much to go beyond what the Wall Street Journal is reporting. So, I mean, I'm excited to see what new features it's have. There's, of course, the Switch does not bring you what the PS4 and the Xbox or PS4S and the Xbox One X brings you. But for a handheld, I don't know, too many handhelds that you can put down in your little holder and get it up on your big screen, and it looks perfectly fine. I don't know if the new system will boost its graphics while it's docked. I don't know how it's going to go. But I can tell you that when I heard about it, all I could think of was, yeah, we don't need it. It might be the kind of thing where some people held out, you know, and they're like, I'm not getting one. I'm not getting one. It's like, look, it's improved. It's like, oh, okay, I'll get one. I mean, that could be the type of thing where someone's going to take the plunge. I don't know. To me, usually people take the plunge when the price comes down. That's usually the way it was. Another story that I saw come out this week, which I thought was pretty cool. It was by Adam Rosenberg on Mashable. And he talked about a secret that has been in Doom 2 that has been secret for a long time. And it was because John Romero went on Twitter Friday with an exuberant congratulations for a guy on YouTube who calls himself Zero Master. He discovered a secret unlock that has not been found, or people who were looking for it. It had confounded fans for more than two decades. And the secret is out now, and Romero is actually thrilled. And his tweet says, congrats, Zero Master. Finally, after 24 years, to win the game, you must get 100% on level 15. Great trick getting to that secret. So people said, what's the secret? And he said, secret explained. A secret teleporter is marked as a discoverable secret, but when you touch it, you never enter the sector. So you would never get inside the teleporter sector to trigger the secret. The only way to trigger the secret is to be pushed by an enemy into it. Dang. Now, I've seen some speed runs where, you know, it's like, and speed run to me is fun for a game that's been around for 10, 15 years. I don't want to see a speed run of a game that just came out. I'm still trying to get through it. But I remember Legacy of the Wizard, a game on the Nintendo Entertainment System. When that came out, it took me months to get through that game. And somebody said, it was on YouTube, and they did it in less than an hour. And I said, that's not possible. And I watched that. I forgot how long it was. It was close to an hour. I watched the guy do a speed run on Legacy of the Wizard with all the different characters. And there are some things in speed runs where you need to take damage, because sometimes the damage you take pushes you along. You know, if you get shot from behind, it might make you run a little bit faster. So it was sort of like the horror game, the Japanese horror game, where you had to wait for a clock to ring 7 times and then not move, and then wait for the clock to ring 12 times and then take one step, and then wait for it to ring 7 times and then take one step backwards. Then you can, I mean, these are things that no one would ever try because no one would ever think of them. No one would ever think of him. But to be clear, the location is not the secret, because the Doom sequel has been a this trick apparently has been a source of fascination for decades, and dedicated programming savvy fans had discovered it a long time ago. But the thing that was unique is that no one ever unlocked it. Not without modding it or cheating it. No one has ever been able to get a 100% completion. That requires you to do everything. In 24 years, no one ever got it. So as Romero pointed out, the teleporter doesn't work if you step in. An enemy has to knock you into it. And Zero Master, the guy, even explained that he didn't even know how he got in. He said... The description on it said, while the secret location has always been known, it has been considered impossible to trigger it and thus get 100% secrets in the intermission screen. The trick has something to do with you moving the door and the pain elemental spawning a lost soul on top of you. This forces you down the lowest floor and the moving door is on, which puts you within the secret sector and on the same height, thus triggering the secret. Now, that sounds way more convoluted than just an enemy knocked you into it. So full game completion is a very big deal to dedicated fans. So this is a huge development for the Doom-loving community. I loved that game when it came out, as I played Sod, Spirit of Destiny, Wolfenstein, all that when it was 3D on the PC. That first Wolfenstein game that was 3D, that sort of separated –
the grown-ups from the children when it came to nausea, because that's still a game. It's hard to watch somebody else play that game, especially when you're pushing the space bar on every single piece of wall just to see if it's a secret door. And believe me, there were a ton of them. Beedee-deep, 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 when you're getting all those things. Oof, off, up. Mein Leben! All those sounds. And then Spear of Destiny. And then you move into Doom. And it's funny, if there was a creature way up or way down in Doom, you had no way of raising or lowering your shotgun or your BFG, whatever you had. It would just kind of shoot it for you. So now, Doom 2, it is possible to finally beat the game. Congratulations to Zero Master, and congrats to Romero, who doesn't have to hang on to that secret any longer. And I'll give him credit for not just saying, oh, screw it. It's been 20 years. Let me just tell you how let me just tell you how to get it done. You just do this, and then you can find it, right? The thing is, this is the kind of thing that makes me want to put in. That's the first thing I thought, is I got to go back and play it now so I can see it. Not that I ever got to 99%, because I didn't. I didn't even get that close. I finished it, but I didn't finish all the secrets. But after seeing the description of how you actually have to get in, I might have to pass. This is like the original Kingdom Hearts on the PS2. When Tarzan is in the jungle, like that, there's just certain levels that drive you crazy, and you're like, you know, I don't need that kind of frustration in my life. I want to go back and see that again. All right, we'll come back, give away a brand new game. Also, I'll tell you what's new this week, and your calls 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, San Francisco Sports Byline, SB Nation, Sirius 211, and the American Forces Radio Network, getting to you every which way we can. And it's 40 after. It's time we give away a brand new game, and we do it with a very easy question. The game I'm giving away today, it's kind of a Switch-themed show here. It is for the Nintendo Switch. It's been a while since I've given away a Switch game. It is Diablo III Eternal Collection, published by Activision and developed by Blizzard. And the question I will ask, you just email me. The second person to get the right answer will win the game. And the email address is rick@sportsbyline.com. Diablo is the Spanish word for what? Just tell me that. And if you don't know, you can look it up. Diablo is the Spanish word for what? Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Diablo 3 internal, eternal and internal collection. This Diablo 3 is a game that came out about 6 years ago, but they've had so many updates and expansions, and now to play it portably is a pretty awesome thing when you want just some little pieces of an action RPG like this, but it's a fantastic port. It's got all the great action that makes Diablo 3 so great. And the internal collection includes everything that's on Diablo 3 so far. The base game, its Reaper of Souls expansion, last year's Rise of the Necromancer expansion. Switch version also has some other things as well, such as the Kukopet and a Ganondorf theme cosmetic set and a way to summon powerful foes with amiibos, and beyond some of the platform specific additions, it's just the most recent version of Diablo 3, and that's why it's the smoothest. Just happens to be running on the Switch, and it looks fantastic. It looks great portable or docked as well. So even after all these years, the Diablo game, and I remember playing it on CD-ROM in the 90s, the first one when this came out, that's back when the original Warcraft came out, before it was World of Warcraft, the whole idea of an MMORPG was still nascent at that time. But even without major new additions, this port makes it pretty cool. So scoop it up and two thumbs up. There's just this game is the game that keeps on giving. Diablo 3 Eternal Collection, now on the Switch, published by Activision, developed by Blizzard, of course. We'll get to what's new coming out this week in a second, but I have to talk about what I've been playing. And I was talking the other week about how, you know, there were so many new games, and then yet I was still left a little bit flat by some of them. And I had been moaning and groaning a little bit about the fact that I had been so excited about Fallout 76, and I had had some bad experiences with it because there's just other people there, and it can ruin it. So I decided to not let it ruin it. So about 2 weeks ago, I'm like, I'm just playing. I love the Fallout world. I love collecting all the stuff. I love building stuff. I love the combat, everything about it. So I'm just going to pretend no one's there. And I think I mentioned last week on the show, somebody ran up on me. I turned around to fight. They gave me an emoji of a thumbs up, and they just followed me for the next 20 minutes. So I had to actually pay 3 caps or 8 caps, whatever it is, to warp back to my base just to get rid of them. So actually today I put in a few good hours, and luckily I didn't. Every once in a while I would look on the map just to see where some other homie, some fool was. But I decided, you know what, I'm going to really do this game proper, and I'm just going to pretend no one's there. And for a good long while, I can tell you that I forgot that there were other people there. I just forgot. And now that I've got a shotgun and the 44 Magnum, I can get past some super mutants now. The hunting rifle, I trick it up a little bit. I'm still super weak compared to where I was in Fallout 4 or Fallout 3 at this point, all the hours I put in. Still weak. But I thought, you know what, I'm going to go. I had so much junk. My carry weight was about 190. I had 480. And instead of just chucking it, I thought, I'm just going to make a long trek and just let my AP, my action point, scoop back up as I go. I'm going to make a long trek. It's probably going to be about a 10-minute walk back to my camp. And I'm just going to throw everything there. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to build up a really cool fort. Just like I did in Fallout 4, I took one of those Red Rocket gas stations and I made it an absolute citadel with rocket launchers. And I already had this rudimentary kind of house with a long deck on it, and I had 9 machine gun turrets resting there. And you'd be surprised how many times you just hear pop, 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 pop. Could be a rat. It could be a dog. These are all radiated, by the way. Or it could be some scorchers, or as he used to say, raiders. But raiders are people now, so you can't have raiders in this game anymore. So I walked all the way back, and I went to drop all the junk, and it would only take about 150 of my junk, and I had like 400 weight worth of junk. And then I saw 600 was the limit. I went, oh. So then I made a little crate next to it, and the crate still counted. It's like, well, you've already got 600 in this. And I go, okay. So I see what this is. It's just my crate, and you can. That's one of the good things. If you're way far away from your camp, you can put down a crate. If you're in a building area, and now you got all your stuff. So now I had all this junk. And whenever you drop something now, it's not like the old game where you see everything drop. Now it drops in a literally like a lunch bag. Like a brown paper lunch bag that's like stapled clothes. The only thing is, when you come back to the game, it's gone. It's so there's not much use. So I thought, you know what I'll do? I already ate up a bunch of food. I dropped a lot of stuff I didn't need. And I thought, I'll just build. I'll build, and then I'll use up so much raw material from the stored junk and all the things that I had scrapped. And I had scrapped at least 100 guns. If you think about short hunting rifles and all those useless pipe pistols and pipe revolvers, I had scrapped all these guns, shotguns, and I thought, I'll just build, build, build. I had so much wood, steel, nails, screws. And I go to build one little piece of floor and then another, and it says, nope, too much. You already hit your limit. And I got to say, I was pretty flabbergasted. Because in the old game, I was able to build these staircases like Nimrod's Babylon Tower. I would be able to build way out. I would put a perimeter fence all the way around. All I had was about 9 machine guns. I had 1 staircase. I had 3 walls, so it was open. There's no door. There's no roof. I had a bedroll. That's all I had. I had a bedroll, and then I had like a plank with my little shop at the end of it. So I figured if anybody tried to go up there, they were in for a battle. And there was actually a rodent up there that was dead, which made me figure, or made me kind of curious as how it got past the other 6 machine guns, but at least it got taken care of. Went into photo mode, took a picture, which you can see when your game's loading. But I was very upset that that was the limit. So it was sort of, and these are total, you know, these are first world problems, obviously. But I thought, you know, I was just getting into this game. I was thinking, cool, it's a new map. It's West Virginia. I belong with West Virginia. And I can't even build this place up into anything cool. I have to keep it bare bone. I have Ted Kaczynski's shack is what I have. And I can't even sit down and write a manifesto in it. So I can get electricity, though, if I want. So I was thinking, if I really wanted to make a house, it has to be just really a photo mat. And I think you have to be my age to even know what a photo mat is. A drive-through coffee place. And I thought, why do they have to limit it like that? You know, and by the way, there was a limit in Fallout 4. I'm not going to lie. There was a limit. But I just would I imagine it was at least 3, maybe 4 or 5 times more. And I just thought, I guess these people want you to cut down on it. Now, the only thing is, I said, the only thing that's creepy is that somebody can walk through it. And I know that feeling because I walked through somebody else's place. There was their house. I went in and I walked through. I almost felt like I was walking through a stranger's house. Can you think of a creepier feeling walking through somebody else's house that you don't know when they're not at home? It's just super creepy. So I know people have had a lot of problems with crashes. I've only had that once where the game froze on me, and that's happened before. I think that's almost a forgivable thing. That used to happen to me all the time in Battlefield 4, which I found really frustrating. Sometimes these patches cause more problems than they're worth. But I'm still committed to playing Fallout 76. I still have, because I have such a long way to go. As I said, the amount of hours and the amount of things I have accomplished, I still do not I don't walk around with impunity. And that's what I want. Like, I had the spray and pray. I haven't even seen any power armor. Just for the first time today, I saw a power armor station where you could repair it. I have not seen any power armor. Oh, and one more thing. I turn on the game and it says you have 2 minutes. Boop, boop. A nuclear bomb is going to go off. You have 2 minutes. Look on the map to see the blast zone. So I looked on the map, I couldn't see anything, and then I zoomed way out, and then in the lower right-hand corner, or I guess you would say southeast, there was a red circle that just said blast zone. So I put my character high on a hill, I turned, I looked that direction, I heard the boom, I never saw a mushroom cloud. That was not really a good payoff for me. I thought I should at least see a mushroom cloud. I mean, it's not like the curvature of the earth had blocked it out. All right, let's take a look at the new games this week. It's a little bit light. People still coming back from vacay. On the 3DS, Mario and Luigi, Bowser's Inside Story, and Bowser Jr.'s Journey. Fawful tricks Bowser into eating magic mushroom. The mushroom causes Bowser to begin inhaling everything around him. Tales of Vesperia Definitive Edition. This is on the Xbox One, the Nintendo Switch, the PC, and the PlayStation 4. Very anime as always, but Tales of Vesperia set in a world reliant on a mysterious ancient technology known as Blastia. Outrun Sega Ages. This is on the Switch. Race across Europe in your Ferrari to beat the clock and impress your lady passenger, as always. And two more games, Megalith on the PS4, it's basically what it says, and then on the Switch and the PC is a game called Double Cross. Prepare to solve a thrilling multi-dimensional mystery filled with a brawling combat and a special sling mechanic. This is kind of if I had to compare the cover art, it looks like a Kim Possible type of game. Double Cross on the Switch and PC. Which reminds me, when I was in New Jersey a couple weeks ago, I drove through two towns on the way back to Philly, and one was called Cheesequake, not Earthquake or Cheesecake, Cheesequake, and the other one, speaking of Double Cross, Double Trouble. That's right. And I actually got off the freeway in Double Trouble, New Jersey. All right, Double Cross on the Nintendo Switch and the PC. A little bit limited this week, and it'll start as the England will start hotting up as the month goes on. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back for the cheat code.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It is time to end the video game review right here on Sirius 211 with a cheat code. And send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I like digging deep for some older games. For some people, this is still the latest game that they have. Don't hate. Celebrate the video games. This email, rick@sportsbyline.com, comes from JJ. Says, Rick, Pirates of the Caribbean on the GBA. Help me out. Thanks in advance. Yes, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, Game Boy Advance. Let me tell you how to get 1,000 in gold. Pause the game, press select, then press A, left, select, right, right, right. Once again, A, left, select, right, right, right. To get the magic wind, pause the game, press select and press up, right, down, left, left, right. Once again, up, right, down, left, left, right. And finally, invincibility. And why wouldn't you want this? In Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest on the Game Boy Advance. Pause the game, press select and press right, left, up, up, left, right. Once again, right, left, up, up, left, right. And you'll be invincible in that game. Years ago, I've been doing this show over 10 years, I used to not give away or tell you cheat codes on the air that had the left. But if it's not too complicated, I do it. It just doesn't make very good radio if I'm like up, up, left, 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 right, 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 left, 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 right, right, because no one would ever remember. I think you can remember that. If you didn't, just email me again. And by the way, all week long, any emails, send those along to rick@sportsbyline.com. Talk video games. I am your man. And thanks for tuning in. Congratulations to the winner of the game. And we'll see you next week with another edition of the Video Game Review.